All right. Hello, band number two in Open D grade. Really looking forward to your program today. Some pieces that I know well, and a hymn tune that was a new one to me when I saw it in the music selection. So I'm really looking forward to hearing this. For this circumstance to come out on stage, obviously it's a contest, we don't get to warm up on stage, come out on stage and have to play these exposed lines, you've played them very safely and made sure that everything was in the right place, but when I'm, it's a hymn tune, I want to hear singing, I want to hear rubato, I want to hear melodic line. I'm looking at the tempo mark at the beginning, molto legato, molto legato. I think you could have been smoother, for sure. A tempo in bar 7, relaxed, okay? I don't think that you quite gave me relaxed, and that's obviously what the composer is after. Towards the end, Menemosso rubato, you know, having that sense of pulling around. It was very accurately done, though. I mean, and I'm really pleased to have heard the piece because that's terrific. But yeah, certainly a challenging work to have selected for him. So congratulations on that, for being so brave. I'm really looking forward to the rest of your program. Just replacing those triplets with quaver, with a single quaver. If you aren't, I can't hear the triplets at all. If you are doing that, there we are. Yeah, just that opening. I mean, those triplet seven quavers are really important part of the style of what's going on here. Oregon is one of those pieces that we've all played. Okay, it is a ripper. And so we need to hear the things that we're expecting from. Okay, it's just one of those pieces that we all know. Probably could be a little bit grander when we get to the fortissimo. It is a big fortissimo. Careful of that. That B-flat was quite sharp in second trombone. It almost sounded like we had a major problem. This forte melody in the horn and the UFO is big. You've got the epic rock beat behind it. It's got to sound epic. Okay? You're doing a good job of it, but I think, you know, this is one of those pieces where you just have to go a bit harder than you might normally to really pull it off. It is a bit cheesy, to be honest. You've got to embrace that cheesiness. So here we are at G, let's hear a big tune. Yeah, okay, so bar 60 through to 63, that was quite big with the trumpets and the trombones, and now you've got to 64, it just sounds a little sedate, rather than sounding epic. And that's really what we're trying to do. That's what Jacob de Haan's trying to get across. It's a really epic portrait of Oregon. This main theme, here we are at bar 80, and when we first had it as well. That's quite good. That's thank you. That was well handled there, brass. Nicely done. Supporting the ensemble, so it's obviously, you know, good to have that strong baritone saxophone sound, but in that context, 92, 93, 94, it just needs to be a bit less. It was nice work with the brass there. This section, I'd like you to keep it flowing just a little bit more. Minims. Don't crescendo too much. Don't get in the way of the clarinets and the euphonium and the tenor sax. Good diminuendo. Yeah, I'd do this a little bit quicker just to keep it flowing. I think there's no, I mean, the tempo is pretty much bang on where it should be, but I'd be tempted to do it just a little bit quicker to keep the sense of movement. It's like movie music. We want to hear that sort of soundtrack sound. So if it's more smooth and flowing, pushing forward on the front of the beat, we get that sense of the epic grandeur of the picture the composer's trying to portray. Earlier section where the drum kit was in, this does sound a bit more grand, but I think it'd be even more. Really enjoy it. Bring out those counter melodies. Yeah, just enjoy the cheesiness that is that drum fill. Pretty good, I have to say. It's a few little intonation issues. In the middle of the band, some of the minims are not quite where they should be in terms of intonation and in natural pitch in a few cases. So just be careful in the centre of your band is sounding as good as the outer extremities. Semiquave as well. Trumpets, you're dominating the melody through there, with the Australian mute bits. Just be careful of that, because we don't want to get in the way of the flutes and the clarinets. They've done the hard work learning these notes. Careful. Yeah, just watch that. That's much better. Sorry, sponges. Yeah, just be really careful there. You could probably take that a little slower. I know it's not marked that way at cue, but just to really nail it, I don't know, just make sure that it's nailed. I mean, that's what really matters, isn't it? The previous section, the flute and the clarinet, it's tricky, this bit. So we just want to make sure that you're getting around those notes and you're being as clear as you can with your staccatos, and I think that'll really help. Horns, that was good. spots on a piano, you probably come down a little bit more. So we really build up the tom-tom, build up through the tom-toms. Trumpets just come off your long note a little bit. Come off. And then you can hear the flutes and clarinets. You can probably hear on this recording that your long notes are getting in the way of the upper woodwinds. To be a little bit more articulated there, that'll really help. And obviously, that was the bit I was talking about before as well. Just at the end there, obviously I can't see you. That's a really good spot to conduct in eight, whether you were doing that or not, I'm not sure. But just to get that precision between the melody, ta 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 ta, and the clarinets and the saxophones were absolutely in time through the end there, because it's a big end and you want to hear all the things happening exactly at the right time. Oregon's not an easy piece of music. I mean, I know we've all played it before. I'm sure a lot of your band have played it before, and that's why you picked it. And it is a crackingly good piece, don't get me wrong. I always enjoy it. I think there are a couple of elements of it that were probably a bit of a challenge. I'm not sure that all of the aspects of the piece were, you know, within the grasp. I'm thinking about the balance towards the end of the upper woodwinds to the brass, just making sure that you're being a team, so that that we hear those upper woodwinds. I'm not sure whether that was just the balance or whether the upper woodwinds found it a little bit tricky at the end, and that's why they weren't as loud. That's obviously, I can't quite tell which one of those is the correct answer, but it's definitely something you need to make sure that you're aware of, that when you're selecting your piece, that everybody's going to be able to, and because it is your own choice piece, so it should show off your band the best you can. Still, very enjoyable performance, I have to say, because it is a great piece. All right, let's hear your test. last flute solo, well done. Snare drum's excellent, by the way. Just in that previous section, the lament section, 27 to 37 was a little bit unsteady, but 37 through to the Sarah's dance was very nice and well played on the melody, particularly euphonium and the tenor sax. Sound a bit more ominous. That was good, well done. That was nice and neat. Bass entry at 128 is meant to be a surprise, and I didn't quite get that percussion. You got fortissimo marks, so I think that probably could have been brought out a little bit more. Yeah, sorry, saxophones. I don't mean to carry on about it, but that melody through 114 was quite out of tune.
Thank you very much.
And because of that, it did distract from what was going on with the trumpets and then the flutes and the clarinets when they came in at 122. So it's just really important to make sure that you do practice those sections, those melodies in their various little groupings, so that we can put it together and get a nice homogenous sound, even with multiple melodies on top of each other. That was a good performance. I'm really happy with the work you did there. I think in general in that piece, I had a better sense of flow than in your hymn and your own choice. I had a better sense of intonation. I think the piece, obviously, you've got a good band. If you can get around Oregon, you've got a good band. You know, you need to have some notes to do that. I wonder if the level of pieces that you've selected for the contest is showing off your band well enough, particularly in the hymn tune. But look, I mean, overall, good performance. I enjoyed your test work. I enjoyed listening to Oregon because I always enjoy listening to Oregon. It's great fun. I enjoyed discovering that hymn tune. And you did a really accurate job of it. It'd be lovely to hear it flowing a bit better. So I guess what I'm saying is keep up everything that you're doing. It's all great. Make sure that when you come to a contest that you've picked the right pieces, and then if you've picked pieces that are challenging, and you did, make sure that you think about how they're going to come across musically, as well as just making sure that you've got the notes down. So I think that's the big takeaway I'd like you to have, is just making sure that the music sings through. And in your test piece, that certainly was the case. So yeah, look, very enjoyable. Congratulations. I hope to hear your band again